Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finder is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. So I need you to grab your pen, your paper, and your Bible as we dig into the Word of God. And while you're doing that, I want you to pray for us, fellow truth finders, here in America. Our families are grieving. The adversary is trying to destroy our children. We've had more people walk into school and shoot innocent children than any other country in the world. So I know a lot of times you all ask for our prayer. And here in America now, we ask you to pray for us. You pray that the adversary don't sift our children out as wheat. We pray for our grieving because we're grieving for our children. So we ask that you just touch and agree with us, fellow truth finders, fellow sisters and brothers in Christ, and just lift us up in prayer where we grieve and mourn for our children. Amen. But I thank you God can still come in and save. Amen. So by this time, you probably have your pen and your paper. Amen. Amen. I also want you to know that you can always reach out to us on Facebook, Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries. Amen. And you can also email us directly at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com. All right, let's get to it. Let us pray. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. This truly is the day the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing and being glad in it, Lord God. Now, Holy Spirit, we ask that you just come in and have your way. Do what you want to do and move with us. Hallelujah. Move the way you want to move. Touch our hearts. Touch our minds, Lord God, as we continue to learn to decrease and let you increase, Lord God. We thank you as we cover our communities in the blood of Jesus. We cover our countries in the blood of Jesus. We cover your saints in the blood of Jesus on today. As we're putting on the full armor of God that we may be able to resist every fiery dart of the adversary on today, Lord God. So, Lord, we just thank you for your comfort, your guiding, your healing, your protection. We thank you that you're Emmanuel, the God that is always with us, Lord God. So, Lord, we just thank you on today. We magnify, glorify, and give you a hallelujah on today, Lord God. We shabbat the Lord. We hallelujah ye the Lord on today, Lord God. Because if God be for us, who can be against us, Lord God? So we thank, hallelujah, magnify, and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. I'm glad you've joined us here on Truth Finders today. And as always, we do a quick synopsis of what we talked about last time we were together. So we talked about the faithfulness of God. Sometimes we think that God has left us, but he promised us in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that he will be with us until the very end. And we have to live like that. We have to live that we know that we know. We have to understand that. We have to just hide that in our heart, that whatever God says is truth, amen. So we have to know that God is not leaving us. He's faithful. Hallelujah. He's faithful. And I need you to get that in your spirit. He's faithful. Even when we're not faithful, he's faithful. So if you want to listen to that message in its entirety, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. Go to Perfect and Love, amen. Outreach Ministries, and you can hear that teaching in its entirety. But on today, we're going to talk about the steps of a good soldier. Steps of a good soldier, amen. And we are going to start at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And it says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier." Amen. And so I am saying this from a perspective. Most of you know that I was in the United States Marine Corps. And there are some steps that you take to become the good soldier so you can be effective in war. And so when we look here in Apostle Paul, as we equate that to this, he tells us, he said, once you've been drafted in as a saint, as a follower of a Christ, as a believer, you become a good soldier. And he tells us the thing about a good soldier that you have to understand is this, that thou therefore endure hardness. You have to endure hardness. You have to go through the trials, the tribulation, the circumstance as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now we're soldiers of Jesus Christ. Amen. As he told us, you know, I called you a friend and I'm sending you to the highways and the hedges to compel those to come. So now you're a soldier sojourning in this land, doing the work of Christ Jesus, amen, fighting the fight for Christ Jesus. And he reminds us in verse 5, he says, and if a man, he says in 4, no man has war entangled himself with the affairs of his life. And this is key that I found even being a Marine is I could never think about what was going on back home, or I wouldn't be effective in being in the military and warring for my country. And so Apostle Paul is equating to that, say, look, you have to give thoughts, hallelujah. You have to give up your life and what you're going through and what you need, because God say, don't worry about that. He told us, I take care of the lilies of the valley, amen. I take care of the birds, amen. I take care of the fowls that fly in the air. They never worry about what they're going to eat because he know I'm going to provide. And so now as good soldiers of Christ Jesus, those who have been grafted into the army of Christ, he say, look, for you to be a good soldier, you have to remember this. You can't be entangled with the affairs of your life, that you may please him that has chosen him to be a soldier. And so he's telling us that what happens when you start concentrating your life, your thoughts, your wills, your emotion, what do you want? You get focused off what the plan is. You get focused off who the true enemy is. And so God gave me this years ago, amen, and he told me to come back and give it to you, fellow true fan, and I'm going to share it with you. So there are three processes when you join the military to get you ready for combat, amen. And so first, let's talk about basic training. And so when we talk about basic training as a spiritual soldier, let's look at Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Let's jump over there. This is familiar for those of you who've been on the battlefield for a little while, amen. But it says this, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So the first thing when you go to basic training, you got to be saved. You can never be effective. As we start basic training, the first thing before you even think about before you even thinking about getting into the war and fighting the good fight, amen, you have to accept salvation. So the first step in basic training for becoming a good soldier is first, you got to be saved. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can't get to any other part of serving Christ until you accept him. You have to accept that he is Lord. You have to say in your heart, Jesus is Lord. That's the first step. And so we're still in basic training. So first we found out that you have to have salvation. You have to accept salvation. The second part of our basic training as we're becoming good soldiers of Christ is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And it says here, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the second part of our basic training as we're becoming good soldiers is you have to let your mind be transformed. Once you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you have to get God has to transform your thinking. You have to remember before you knew Christ Jesus, your mindset was the mindset of the world. But we are not of this world, and this is not God's world. This is not his kingdom. I mean, the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things, but we're dealing with the prince of the earth, and the earth was tainted. Hallelujah. When Satan was thrown out of, hallelujah, was thrown out of heaven. And so you have to have a mindset change. You can't do anything in the army of God until you have a mindset change. Your thinking has to change. Your path, you can't think. It's like being in an enemy and thinking like the enemy and thinking you're going to destroy him because your mindset that we're the enemy in the army that you're in. And so you have to transform your mind. You have to, hallelujah, you have to get your mind together. So first, as we're becoming good soldiers, spiritual soldiers, first, we're in boot camp right now. Number one, we have to accept salvation. We have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Number two, we have to be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to let God reprogram us, retransfer us. Amen. I know one thing about the Marine Corps, which is always interesting to me when I tell people this. I say the Marine Corps is 80% mental and 20% physical. They're like, well, why do you say that? Because I said their whole mentality, their whole way of training is to get you to change your mind of who you are. They tear you down and build you back up into what they want you to be. They want you to be a strong soldier. They want you to be confident in what who you are. And so they get rid of who you think you are, amen, and teach you the ways of who you are. So that's why you always see Marines are very confident. They always it's like they always say, they drunk the Kool-Aid, amen. They believe who they became. They worked hard, and they believe that they are Marines. They believe that God made them to be Marines, amen. And so that's being transformed by the renewing of our mind, amen. The third part in our basic training to us becoming good soldiers is Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. And it says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So we were being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Now we're starting to develop the mind of Christ. You can't fight in, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. You can't fight in this sick and evil world without the mind of Christ. Christ came that he may have life and that more abundantly. He also came to give us a sword, a way to fight back. And the only way you're going to fight back the adversary, if you have the mind of Christ. And God is so good that he has left us the 66 books, hallelujah, of the word of God to be able to our mind to think like our Lord and Savior, to think like our big brother, to think like God in the flesh, amen. And so why are we in basic training? First, we have to, hallelujah, accept salvation. Second, we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, according to Romans 12 and 2. Third, he said, we have to have the mind of Christ. And then number four, and we're still in basic training as we're becoming good soldiers, let's look at Luke 24 and 49. Let's flip over to Luke for my new saint. That is in the Gospels, amen, the third book of the Gospel, New Testament, amen. And we're going over to Luke chapter 24, verse 49. And this is the fourth step while we're still in basic training of becoming a good soldier for Christ Jesus, amen. Luke 24 and 49 says this, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye here in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed or endued with the power from on high. The fourth thing you need while you're in boot camp and you're getting ready to be a good soldier in Christ Jesus, and we're still in basic training, amen, we need to tarry for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the power of God. You can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. That's why Christ said, I have to go away, hallelujah. I have to leave so I can send my power. The very same power that raised Christ from the dead is now what you're tarrying for. Now you're asking God, put that power in me. That's the promise of Christ. That's why he came, hallelujah. He came to give us the word, and he went right back to heaven and sat on the right side of the Father to intercede for us. But what he did, he sent us a comforter, a guider, a best friend, someone, a teacher, the banker. He said, but you have to have him. He said, so once you accept the salvation, you start being transformed by the renewing of your mind, and now you're starting to think like Christ. Now you have the mind of Christ. Now you have to tarry for the power. You have to have the power of God in you to be effective in the things of God. If not, you will not be effective. You will not be able to stand. You will not be able to go forth, not just in save, helping other people find Christ, but you will not be able to make it through your salvation without the Holy Spirit. God says he's your earnest down payment. Hallelujah. That's he gives you a part of him to live in you, and so he comes back to get you. Amen. And so you have to understand, you have to tarry for the Holy Ghost. And people say, well, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. No, it's a difference of being touched by the Holy Ghost and being filled with his Spirit. You have to tarry. He has to live in your heart. He has to be speaking to you and talking to you and guiding you and giving you the things of Christ straight from heaven, amen. But you have to tarry for the Holy. You have to ask. And say, Luke 11 say, all you have to do is ask. Give me the Holy Spirit. And hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will come and your life will be changed. It won't be religion anymore, because what happens with most of the body of Christ, we get saved. And like we see talked about in the books of Acts, when the men of God started preaching the word of God, started preaching Jesus Christ, and he asked them, he said, have you received the Holy Spirit? A lot of them said, I didn't know it even be a Holy Spirit. But God said, no, I got power from on high, not just to help you get through this, hallelujah, help get you through this world, but I gave you the power to help bring others into the fold that they may have the power and be able to stand. So we're still in basic training, becoming steps of a good soldier. For one, we said we had to have salvation. Two, we said we had to be transformed in the mind. Three, we said we had to have the mind of Christ. Four, we said you have to tarry for the whole, you have to be Holy Ghost filled to be effective. And then Acts 5, because we tarry for the Holy Ghost, amen, in basic training, according to Luke 24:49. Now let's go over to Acts, the book of Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. The book of Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5 says this, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promises of the Father, which said he, he have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So once you tarry and ask for the Holy Spirit, because now you're understanding, hallelujah, as you've been transformed by the renewing of your mind, as you have the mind, now you understand that you need the Holy Ghost, you start asking for him. It like Luke chapter 11 said, just ask. Now, the last step of our basic training, you receive the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's like something you've ever felt, never felt before. Your eyes are open. Your ears are open. It's just an amazing feeling. But you have to have that to be able to be a good soldier and to be able to stand in these last and evil days. These are things you have to have. So that was just boot camp as we're becoming good soldiers. Hallelujah. As we're becoming good souls, spiritual soldiers for Christ. Amen. That was just boot camp. So now we finish boot camp. We feel with the Holy Ghost. Our mind has been renewed. We're doing the things of God. We're understanding the things of God. Now, what we call in the military, and especially in the Marine Corps, now we have to go to MOS school, our military occupational specialty. Now, step two is now I have to be taught what I'm supposed to be doing in the body of Christ. Amen. Many of us, hallelujah, don't see the fruit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't see the fruit of God in our life because we don't know what we should be doing. We're all a body. Christ called us a body. We all play a part. We're a head. We're not the head. Christ is the head. But we're an arm. We're a neck. We're somewhere to keep the functioning of the body of Christ going forward. And so now we finished boot camp. Now we're going over to our military occupational specialty. Amen. And so now we're being trained in those areas that God wants to use us in. We have to have the basics. We had to be saved and know Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit in basic training. Now, too, we're going into the military occupational specialty. Now we're learning who we are and what we should be doing in Christ Jesus. Amen. But let's get over to, let's turn over to 1 Thessalonians. And for my new saints, this is towards, this is in the New Testament, kind of towards in the middle of the New Testament. Amen. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. And so now for us to learn what our job is, what our military occupational specialty is, we have to do 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11 says, and that ye may study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands, and we command you. And so the first thing you have to do is, you have to study to man your own business. We have to understand that God, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you especially for the purpose that he created you for. But you have to understand, you can't start looking around, but what this person doing or what this person doing. So the first thing you got to understand is your mission or your job in God's army is specifically yours. So you have to study. When we look at study here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 11, you have to set your mind. You have to aspire to lead a quiet life. You have to get in a place where you're not always seeking or looking at what other people are doing, because that is the part of the adversary, and that's how he gets a lot of people off, because they look at what people are doing. Well, I can't do this, or I can't go this way. But God, Apostle Paul reminded, he said, to compare ourselves among ourselves is just not wise. And it's not wise because God has made you for something. So the first thing, when you get into the place where now you're trying to figure out who you are in Christ and what God called you to do, you have to study to mind your own business. Study your own business. Study your own Christ. Keep your eye on Christ. Keep your eye on the things that God is teaching you to do. Amen. So now we're in military occupational specialty. And first we found out we have to be in a place where we have to mind our own business. Then, now we're a military occupational specialty. Amen. We're learning to be good soldiers. We got out of basic training. Now we're moving on to military occupational specialty, our MOS. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And this is just too fast for you, saints. Go ahead and email us at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com, or you can go to the Facebook page and inbox us on Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries page. And or if you're listening to this through Facebook, you can always write in the comments that you need the scriptures, or you need more information, or you need more clarity, and we will sure give that to you. So now you should be at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 and 15, and we're talking about our military occupational specialty, what God called us to do. We had a big boot camp. Number one, we said we got to study this, mind our own business. That's the first thing we do when we get into training for what God called us to do. Number two, we're going to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And it says this, study to show you thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, for rightly dividing the word of truth. So now I'm becoming a student of the word of God. And when we look at study, it said be diligent. So now for me to know, hallelujah, what God called me to do, I have to study his word. We found in John, St. John chapter 1, it said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And so for us to be able to know what God is calling us to do, we have to know his word of God. We have to study our word of God. We have to have it accurately in our spirit. Hallelujah, because God's going to use that word to take us to those places he wants us to go. But you have to know the word of God. The word of God is the most powerful thing on this earth, period. It created. When we look at Genesis, it let us let it be, and it was. We know the word of God works. We know even Isaiah say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will never return to him void. It will still be here. And so for you to have that power and do what God is calling you to do, you have to know the word of God. You have to study to show yourself approved to God. You have to read the book. You have to search the scriptures daily. You have to be in that place. The only way you're going to understand who you are is to know the word of God. That's where God shows it to you. That's where the training comes in. That's where you learn your MOS at. It's in the word of God. And then while you're studying, amen, and we're still talking about your MOS, your military occupational specialty, first we had to mind our own business. Second, we have to study the word of God. We have to understand it. We have to muse it. It has to be in our spirit. Then while we're in that, because we're in school now, we're training for our occupation in Christ Jesus, amen. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. It says, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get an understanding. Now that you're learning the word of God, you're learning, you're training, you're going towards, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You're learning of who you are in Christ Jesus. You have to have an understanding. I think this is where a lot of the saints get off, because we read the word, but we don't understand it, and we don't ask a teacher, which we got in basic training, the Holy Spirit. We don't go back to the basics because that's our root. That's our core there. We don't go back to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, what does this mean? How does this affect me? What are you saying? Hallelujah. What are you saying to me? And so this is where your training comes in, and your schooling, that you're learning who you are. You study the word of God. You're reading the word of God. You're learning to mind your own business, stay focused on what God is telling you. Now you got to understand it. You have to understand the word of God. You have to get an understanding, because it doesn't mean anything. Wisdom is knowledge used with understanding. You have to understand the word of God. If you do not understand what God is saying to you, then you will be in a place where You're tossed to and fro. You're not going to understand. You're going to be double-minded. But you need to ask God for clarity. And this is where your training comes in. We all go through this training. We all go through the teaching phase of God teaching us who we are in Christ Jesus. No one is exempt. No one is exempt. Amen. So now we're in our military occupational specialty, our MOS. We're studying to show the mind our own business. We're studying to show ourselves approved unto God. We're getting an understanding. Now let's go over to James. James chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. And God is teaching us, right? God is teaching us how to become good soldiers. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5 says this. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and abrade it not, and it shall be given him. So now we have to have let patience have its perfect work. We got to let God teach us. Hallelujah. We got to slow down and hear from him. A lot of times, like Apostle Paul says, people have zeal, but not according to knowledge, not according to wisdom. God might tell you, and a man of God preached this. I listened to this a couple of months ago. The powerful Pastor Joel Osteen, he said this. It's a difference between anointed and appointed. Amen. And sometimes God will tell you that you are this. You're a prophetess of God. You're a preacher. You're a teacher. You're a minister. You're this. You're that. God made you this. But there's a process that has to happen for you to get to that expected end, to get to that appointment that God has had you, because you're in training. So God will tell you, oh, you're going to be this. So I'm training you to do, you know, God say you're going to be a teacher. So I have to train you to be a teacher. You have to know the word of God. But then I have to sit back and let the Holy Spirit teach me how to be in that position where I'll be effective. I have to learn to have that patience, have this perfect work. Because God, we only know in part. We only speak in part. God will give us bits and pieces while we're in training. We have to wait for the whole picture. Hallelujah. This is very important. You have to let patience work itself out in you. Because while you're waiting, God reveals to you who you are, but while you are waiting, he's building your faith. He's building your trust in him. He's showing you wisdom. He's showing you how to deal with people. So when you get to those places, that appointed job that God has for you, you'll stay and you'll be effective in it. So you have to wait. Once God shows you who you are, you have to wait and be patient. And then let, hallelujah, end up. So we're still in military MOS school. We're still in that place. We went through basic training. Now we're in MOS school. So now the final step in our MOS school, which is our military occupational specialty, let's go to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. We're going back over to Romans. This is the last step in your MOS. Now you're getting ready to graduate from your MOS school, from your military occupational specialty. You're getting ready to graduate. We went through basic training, right? And we're becoming good soldiers. Now we're in school, and God's helping us there. Our last step, Romans 10 and 17. And 10 and 17 says this. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have to hear the word of God. You have to know the word of God. You got to be in a place, hallelujah, that you hear. A lot of times, you know, people say, well, I don't have to go to church. I don't have to hear a man or woman of God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. You have to hear the word of God. That's the only way you're going to be built up on God's most holy faith. You have to know it. Amen. And this looks like this is going to be a two-parter. Amen. So next time we get together, I'm going to finish the steps of a good man. God bless you all for joining us. Amen. If you have any comments or questions, I want to take my time with this so you can understand how to become a good soldier in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we talked about basic training, and we talked about MOS, military occupational specialty, and we're going to pick up as we're going into combat next time we get together. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. Come back and join us so we can finish this awesome teaching that God has given us. Amen. We're going to break it down. We're going to get your questions this time so we can even insert those into the teachers. Amen. So come back. God bless you. Remember this. It's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome, awesome day.